our scripture reading read, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, Revelation 21, and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city. Can you see this morning? New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears. Are you feeling sad this morning? Are you feeling depressed, lonely, frustrated? Feel that you're all alone in this walk? John gives comfort that one day, saints of God, all the sadness will go away. What do you say? All the unpleasantness will disappear. God says he shall wipe away all tears. All what we need to do is to endure till he comes. Amen. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things shall pass away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my people. I want to speak to us today on the subject, relationship plus fellowship equals stewardship. Did you get it? Stewardship begins with God. He has established an intimate partnership with humanity. When man establishes a relationship with God, he begins to have proper fellowship. We see God as creator. We see God as sovereign. We see God as a savior. We see God demonstrating his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God becomes personal and intimate with man. And we see God as owner. It's a stepping stone to heaven. What do you say? Like John, we must, saints of God, ever keep the vision of heaven before us. That is the ultimate goal of a Christian, of the Christians. Heaven is about relationship and fellowship. Am I right or wrong? It's being a good, what? Steward. Fellowship is about having something in common. And if there is one thing that a committed and consecrated Christian should have, is the whole common idea that we are going to heaven, that we want to be saved in God's kingdom. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 20 and verse 33 says, seek ye
worthless earthly treasures. Seek ye first wealth or fame. But the Bible says, seek ye first what? God's kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. So God has provided everything for his children. What do you say, sons of God? We ought not to be lacking anything. Because God says, I will supply all. Help me, somebody. All your needs. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Bow your heads, Father. We ask your blessing upon the word as you grant us a glimpse of heaven. Help us to be good stewards and to manage what you have given us the way you have us to do it. Bless us to this end as we focus on heaven and on relationship and fellowship, because, Lord, we want to see you. We want to be saving your kingdom. We pray it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just turn to the person next to you and say, it's good to see you at church this morning. Just turn to someone next to you, behind you, and say, it's good to see you. It's good to see you today. It's good to know that you are in church and that we can have proper fellowship and proper relationship. What do you say, saints of God? Amen. That's, you know, that's what Christianity is all about, you know, saints of God. Amen. We ought to have proper relationship and fellowship. What do you say? Do I have an amen this morning? Amen. Yeah. So it's good to see in the sense of God. I don't know about you, but during the week we are so busy. We are so, so busy. That when we come to church, there should be a joy. It should be a joy in just seeing our brothers and sisters. What do you say? And just rejoicing and in the Lord. You know, that's what it's all about. So if you cannot fellowship on earth, you're not going to heaven. Huh? If I can't see Elder Franklin, I'm not going to heaven. It's best I park and enjoy myself in the world and go to hell first class. Huh? Keep your Bibles close. The Christian is called onto a life of relationship, saints of God. That's why Jesus came. His coming was because he loved us. What do you say? Man found himself in sin. God, who was sinless, gave his only begotten son. That's why John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten son. It was about relationship. So the Christian is called onto a life of relationship and fellowship with God and with one another. What do you say? We are called to be good stewards and to manage what God has given to us. 1 John chapter 1. Let's turn with me quickly. Keep your Bibles close by. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. Let's begin with verse number 3 and we'll end at verse number 7. 1 John chapter 1. Do you have it? It says what? That which we have seen and heard, declare unto you, that he also may have what, sense of God? May have what? Fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. What do you say? So there we are saying that the Father and Son had a good relationship. What do you say? They had a good fellowship. And God is saying that when I become a Christian, I ought to join in that relationship and fellowship with God the Father and the Son. What do you say? Amen? Let's continue. It says, where we are? Verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Saints of God, in spite of what we are going through today and the world's economy and the problems that are surrounding the nations and the Middle East all around, I want to let you know this morning that God says your joy may be full. What do you say? And in order for our joy to be filled is that we must know Jesus. What do you say? God says that I want to fill you with joy and peace and happiness. And verse 5 says, this then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is what? That God is what? Light. What do you say? And in him there is no darkness at all. Verse 6 says, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness. Come on, saints of God, read the word. We what? We lie and do not have the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, will do what? Saint of God, John is saying that if I say that I am in the light and I'm walking in the light, and if I say I'm a good steward and I have a good relationship with God and I cannot have fellowship on earth, I am a liar. Did the pastor call you a liar? Who calls us a liar? The Bible. But then John is saying, if I am in the light, help me somebody, as he is in the light, I am in the light because I am in Christ. What do you say? I am in the light because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. What do you say? I am in the light because I have fellowship with him. If I am in the light as he is in the light, come on somebody, help me this morning. We have what? Come on saints, we have what? We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, will do what? So watch it now. Watch it now. John says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 that God is light. What do you say? Is God darkness? Can God be darkness? Can God lie? No. So the Bible says, John says that God is light. Have you ever experienced total darkness? How it feels? It feels frightening. Dark. I remember, I'm going to give you a secret. My secret. I remember when I was younger. Now I'm still young, right? I remember, saints of God, when I was younger, a child. And every time I go to bed and I'm sleeping and I wake up in the middle of the night, the place is dark. And all what I see is just scream, just shout. Because I was afraid of the dark. But I have grown. It's no longer there. But darkness, sense of God, is sad. And God is saying that as Christians, we ought not to be in darkness. What do you say? Amen. God has given us the light. And the light is his word. And when I am in the word, I'm in the light. What do you say? When I'm in the word, I'm not in darkness. When I'm in the word, I know how to love and I know how to fellowship. When I'm in the word, I know how to be happy. When I'm in the word, saints of God, nothing will disappoint me because God says he is light. What do you say? And he says he want to fill me with joy. What do you say? It's a joy to be a Christian. Amen? We are called out of darkness into this what? Marvelous light. We are once in darkness, doing our own thing, going our own way. But one day, like Paul on the road to Damascus, God met us and he gave us a roundabout turn. He says, you're no longer in the darkness. You are now light. So walk as children of light. So I believe, saints of God, that as Christians, we ought to be the light. And we ought not to mingle with darkness, but call people out of darkness. What do you say? That's what the Bible is saying. So John says that God is light. If God is light and I am in the light, God's light is being reflected through me. I now walk in a relationship that will generate fellowship with God and with man. What do you say? Amen? With God and with man. What do you say? God and man. God first, man second. I cannot love man unless I love God. Because God will place his love in me. And when God's love is in me, I'm loving my neighbor as myself. What do you say? I'm loving even my worst enemy. Because God says to me, love. Because I want to go to heaven, Sister Clark. So I'm going the extra mile. What do you say? Watch it now. I now have a relationship that will generate fellowship with God and fellowship with man. My fellowship with you depends on my relationship and fellowship with God. Did you get it? My relationship with who? With Elder Brown, right? Will depends on my relationship with God. I become a good steward. And the reason why many of us do not have and cannot fellowship one with another is because we do not have a relationship and fellowship with God. Relationship is understanding how much God loves me. And how much I love you. That's why John says, for God so loved the what? The world. We are the world, what do you say? We are the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life. God now gives us that fellowship and that relationship with him. What's going to take me to heaven? Is how well I can do something? No? Is how much I love. What do you say? Should Christian hate sin and hate wrong? Amen? So when I see sin, I ask God to help me overcome sin. Because if I remain in sin, sin will kill me. Do you know that? If I remain in sin, sin is going to kill me. Forever. So let's look at 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Quickly. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. It says what? But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the what? Blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again, saints of God? You see, sin breaks that relationship and fellowship with God. Huh? That fellowship and relationship that Adam had with God, when sin came, it what? It broke it. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2, but your iniquities have what? Separated you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you. And so, says God, when Christ enters into a person's life, he transforms it. What do you say? Amen? He transforms it. He makes it new. God forgives our sins, and we will admit that we are sinners. And that's why 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, if we confess our what? Our sins, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to do what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's why the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God begins to what? Transform my life. So I no longer have that desire to do wrong. And since as Christians, we ought not to indulge in wrong. We shall get a big amen, Pastor. As Christians, we ought not to indulge in wrong. Because you know why? Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. There is power in the name of Jesus. What do you say? Power to heal and power to transform and power to make whole again. What do you say? I serve a God. He is powerful. God is not no washy God. He's a good God. He wants to save us from sin. When we have fellowship with Christ, we walk like Jesus Christ. What do you say? 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. I'm coming to something. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. Do you have it? Let's read the word together. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. It says that what? He that said he abideth in him ought himself also to do what? To walk. Even as he, is it hard to be a Christian? Yep. Is it challenging? It's not hard, right? Because there's nothing too hard for God. But we have some challenges. Amen? We have our own mind. And when temptation comes, if Christ is not with us, we're going to fall into temptation. But when Christ is with me, and you know, as Christians, since we all have temptations, right? All of us. I remember, I was just telling my wife that last night, I remember traveling from Antigua to St. Kitts, and when I entered the plane, I sat on the seat, I saw a BlackBerry. A BlackBerry on the seat where I was. Saints of God, no, I'm being honest. The first thing the devil put in my mind is, man, take that thing, man. And when I said no, and I held it in my hand, and I called the steward. I said to her, listen, I just found the phone, and she said, sir, thank you very much. There are still honest people in the world. Now, I'm saying to you that we all are Christians and we are all faced with temptation. But it's how we deal with a temptation, what do you say? God says that he will give us power to what? Overcome the temptation. And there are times that we're sitting and we are between two minds. Should I take it or should I give it? The devil is saying, you keep it. God is saying, no, it does not belong to you. Give it away. And saints of God, that is why the Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil and he'll do what? Now we must be practical. Am I speaking truth? We have to be practical, saints of God. Because all of us, we are faced with temptation. But the good news is that when Jesus is in me, I am going to do what is right. What do you say? When God is in me, I'm going to stand for righteousness, even the heavens fall. What do you say? I am going to stand tall with integrity because what? I am a Christian. I have been bought with a price. What do you say? That precious blood of Jesus. What do you say? And saints of God, we are tempted all the time, be it if we are returning our tithes and offering to the Lord. Am I speaking truth? We have all these bills to pay. And we are saying, how can I give God that amount? But God says to you, if you are faithful to me and if you abide with me, you will lack nothing. What do you say, saints of God? It's a matter of trusting God. And so God wants us to be faithful to him in serving him. What do you say? Saints of God, you're going to have temptation not to serve God fully, not to give God everything. But God is saying, if you love me, I'm going to supply everything. If you seek me first, you will not be of lack. Your bread and your water shall be what? Shall be sure. Listen to it now. So God says, he that abideth in me, meaning Christ, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Fellowship is about walking in the light, for God is light. Amen? Anyone who walks in darkness is not having fellowship with God, but with the devil. Because the devil is darkness. He's the prince of what? Of darkness. God is light. The devil is darkness. God is truth. The devil is what? Lie. God is faithful. The devil is what? Unfaithful and unjust. God wants the best for his children. Huh? The devil said, no, I'm going to plague you with problems, heartache. I'm going to make you be miserable. I'm going to see how strong you are. If you call yourself a Christian, if you have fellowship, let me see how strong you are. But saints of God, we ought to be like Joseph. What do you say? Amen? We ought to be like Daniel and these men. We ought to be like Job and say, though you slay me, help me somebody, I'm going to trust you. Because what? I have love and fellowship with God. I have a relationship. And that's what I like about Job. Job says, even though the devil slay me, even though he has taken all my wealth and my children and everything that I have accumulated, even though I'm going to still hold on to God's unchanging hands, what do you say? I'm going to trust God. Because the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and what? Lean not unto your own understanding. Second, 1 John chapter 2, let's read from verses 9 to 11, saints of God, 9 to 11, chapter 2, we will begin at verse 9. It says what? He that said he is in the light and hated his brother is in what? Is in darkness even until now. Verse 10, he that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness. Oh. Do you love the person that is next to you? Or the person behind you or in front of you? Do you truly love that person? Do you love the preacher? Since we have to make it to heaven, what do you say? Amen? And we can make it to heaven. What do you say? We can make it to heaven. We can be faithful to God. And we must begin our faithfulness on earth. What do you say? I must begin to be faithful to God's work on earth. What do you say? I must begin to love the things that God loves. What do you say? I must begin to be faithful in even my giving. What do you say? Amen? I must be faithful in going the extra mile. Because I cannot say, you know, the first time I came across this text, I was at college. I said, Lord, have mercy. First time I saw it. And I said, Lord, are you saying if I jump and say I love you, and I cannot see, I have a hatred for my brother, that I'm in darkness? God says, yes, you are in darkness. Because my nature is love. Amen? And Ellen White says that when I accept Christ, he gives me part of his divinity. Huh? First Peter said so. Paul Peter said that God gives us part of his divine nature. So when I accept Jesus, since we ought not to hate, we may dislike certain behavior. What do you say? But we ought not to hate anybody. Sense of God. And if we have hatred in us, we ain't going to heaven. We can come to church every Sabbath. And every Sunday and Wednesday and sing. But saints of God, if I have a hatred for a brother or a sister in the church, I ain't going to heaven. I have to get it right on earth. And the Bible is saying to us this morning, saints of God, that when we begin to love God, we can go the extra mile. What do you say? Ellen White says that I try to round up quickly. Ellen White says, in the church, and that is from the book Counsels for the Church, it says, in the church of God today, brotherly love is lacking. Rather, it is greatly lacking. Many of those who profess to love the Savior neglect to love those who are united with them in Christian fellowship. She continues, we are of the same faith, members of one family, all children of the same Heavenly Father, with the same blessed hope of immortality. How close and tender should be the tie that binds us together. What do you say? The people of the world are watching us to see if our faith is exerting a sanctified influence upon our hearts. They are quick to discern every defect in our in our lives. Every inconsistency in our action. Let us, she says, let us give them no occasion to reproach our faith. And saints of God, I'm saying to us this morning that as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, we ought to let our light shine. What do you say? Let them have no occasion to say that these Adventists know, but let them say that these are children of the Most High God. What do you say? So we are looking at fellowship and relationship. These are something that God is saying we must have it. And in order to make it into God's kingdom, we need to begin on earth. So Christian relationship and fellowship is about love. Huh? Love is the main ingredient that will take us to heaven. If you put too much salt in your food, what's going to be? If you put no salt, how is it going to taste? Salt, tasteless, right? Fresh. So love is like what? It's a little bit of salt, Elder. Amen? A little bit of salt to make it taste nice, huh? Have you ever put a little bit of salt in something? It tastes real nice, Sister Walker. The cooks in the house. Huh? Good season. You know, I was... do you know Sister C? Is it Sister C or Lady C? Sister C. No, C. On Choice Radio. I was having a chat with her one day. We were on Choice doing a program. And I said to her, are you the lady who sells the chicken next to Best Buy? She said, yes. I said, why is it? It smells so nice. What's your secret? She said to me, Pastor, like today or Sunday, I will get my chicken and clean it up and season it up and so forth and have it there for the week. And I'm using the natural seasoning. And then she said that by Friday, it's done. Because the scent will do what? It just pull you towards it. It draws you. No, I'm being honest. It smells nice. So I'm saying to our saints of God, I want to conclude because I have a baptism. But I'm saying to us this morning, since that when we have love, we people will be drawn towards us. Amen. Because the love of God is what? Is in me. Matthew 22 and verses 37 and 38. Let's read. It says, Jesus replied, you must love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. So in order for me to love my neighbor, I must love myself. Huh? If I do not love myself, can I love my neighbor? Help me, Holy Ghost. So 1 John chapter 4, let's go quickly. 1 John chapter 4, we are almost home. 1 John chapter 4 from verses 20 and 21. Let's read 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 to 21. It says there, if a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? Say that. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Amen. So you see, sense of God, you see the importance of love and the joy of a Christian. Christians are to love because they are in Christ. Non-Christians, because I am not in Christ, I have that hatred for you. But if I begin to hate you and I call myself a Christian, I say that I love God. The Bible says I'm a liar because I have never seen God. But I'm seeing you every day in my face. Amen? And I need to love you because we ought to go to heaven together. What do you say? We are marching to where? Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. Right? God came because of love. Amen? He died because of love. And saints, we have to practice on earth to love one another. Even your worst enemy. Love them. The Bible says, love them what? Pray for them. That's the whole commandment. And 1 John chapter 4 and verse 12 says, we read it a while ago, no man have seen God. I want to say to us as a church, saints of God, that where there is love, there is relationship. What do you say? Where there is love, there is fellowship. Fellowship for heaven is about love. Relationship and fellowship. Sin and sinners will not inherit eternal life if we continue to hate.
The Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter God's kingdom. And I want us to turn with me quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. This is our last text. I'm going to let us read together. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 9 and 10. Let's read. It says what? Know he not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither. Nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunken, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of us. What do you say? Amen. Let's read. Verse 11. And such were some of you, of us. But he are washed, but he are sanctified, but he are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. What do you say? So it is only those who are truly converted. Colossians chapter 3, 1 to 5 says that God will give us his heavenly kingdom. He says, I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will do what? Come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. Revelation 22 and verse 12, Jesus says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I want to say to us, saints of God, today, that when the roll is called up yonder, I want to be there. What do you say? When Jesus stands and he begins to call John, Peter, and when he reached and he said, Lando, I want to say, present Jesus. Amen. I want to be in God's kingdom. What do you say? I want to be there when the roll is called up yonder. I want to be saving God's kingdom. What about you? Saints of God, we need to practice on earth, because earth is our practicing ground. God wants us to be faithful to him. Faithful in our time. Faithful in our time. We ought not to rob God of his time. Have that fellowship with him. Serve him wholeheartedly. Faithful in our talents. You're gifted. God has blessed you with a gift. He wants you to serve his church. What do you say? He wants you to serve mankind. Do it faithfully, not unto man, but unto God. What do you say? Faithful in our giving. God has blessed this church. And he said, I want you to be faithful to me in your giving. Little is much when you place it in the what? Master's hand. So we want to be faithful in our tithes and offering. It's all about fellowship, saints of God. What do you say? Faithful in our giving. And God wants us to be faithful in our temple. Keep that body that God has given to us pure. Keep it healthy. Because we can only serve God if we have a pure mind, a clean heart. God says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. What do you say? Do you want to have it more abundantly? If that's your desire, why don't you stand with me? Why don't you stand? You want to have it more abundantly. You want to be saving God's kingdom. You want to taste and see that God is good. When the roll is called up yonder, I want to be there. All heads bow. Eyes closed, Heavenly Father. Tonight, rather today, we come We are not perfect, Lord. We have flaws and shortcomings. We are tempted on every side. But with Jesus in the vessel, we can smile at the storms. We thank you for extending that love to us. We thank you for making us pure within. We thank you for the blessed hope that Jesus is coming again. Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Oh God, I pray that we'll begin on earth to have fellowship with you and fellowship one with another. To have that relationship with you and learn to have relationship one with another. Because Father, we want to go to heaven. We know that the devil is against fellowship and relationship. He loves a God when the church is divided. He loves when we are fighting against one another. He loves when we are hating one another. He smiles, but it pains the heart of Jesus. Because God says, no, that's not my ideal for you. My ideal is that you may love one another as I have loved you. So God, I pray today, from this day forward, that we'll begin a new chapter. We'll go forward, oh God, knowing that heaven is our gold. Heaven is real, so bless us. And even as we are about to get into this baptism, oh God, I pray that your anointing and this fellowship of the Holy Spirit will come divinely close to us. I ask, oh God, that you'll draw and mold and fashion us and help us through this baptism, oh God, even though we are not being baptized through water, but we can recommit ourselves to you afresh and ask Jesus to start afresh in us. Bless us to this end, we pray. For we ask it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.